This is a dictation for patient Pamela Grisham, P like Paul, A-M-E-L-A-G-R-E-S-H-A-N, Pamela Grisham. Date of birth is 4-8-1961. The date of service is 10-3-2024. Date of accident is 9-16-2024. Patient presents with a chief complaint of severe pain in the neck, lower back, and left shoulder, numbness and tingling of the second, third, and fourth finger, headaches. The patient attributes all of these chief symptoms to an accident, automobile accident that happened on 9-16-2024. The patient was traveling as a front seat passenger restrained on 9-16-2024 around 5 p.m. Her daughter and grandkids were traveling in the car. Her daughter was the driver. 2024 RAV4. Toyota. They were T-boned by a 1996 Toyota at almost 45 miles an hour. Their own car was traveling at 65 miles an hour. She was wearing seatbelt, airbags did not deploy, there was no loss of consciousness, there was no hit and run accident. The police and ambulance arrived at the scene and and the patient did not go to the emergency room the same day, but a week later. She did go to same day clinic, urgent care, on the day of accident. The accident happened while she was traveling down on Ecos Road. And a car pulled out of the Tim Hortons and ran into their car in a T-bone fashion on the passenger side. And the impact caused the damage to the car towards the passenger side of the car, and no internal damage was noticed or noted down by the patient. Regarding the injury, patient denied any injury to the head, neck or chest, pelvic or abdomen. There was no laceration, bleeding, fractures, no loss of consciousness. The patient started feeling pain in the left side of the neck, possibly due to the whiplash and also lower back pain. And mild headaches. Patient denied any motor weakness of the extremities. History of present. So patient visited the emergency room on Henry Ford that evaluated and discharged after several hours. A CT scan of the thoracic and lumbar spine was done. And the patient remains stable. Now she has been referred, she has come for as a new patient visit. The history presenting in this patient is reporting headaches that are mostly located to the front, moderate, 6 or 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are often on, not sensitive to the light or noise, associated with mild nausea, no vomiting, no seizures, or aura is reported. In the additional symptoms of PBI, patient reports history of dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, and two times incontinence of the urine. She also reports numbness of the right, second, third, fourth finger, and incontinence of the bowel. She denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory. She denies any disorientation, confusion. She denies nausea, vomiting, or any blood vision spots in the vision or vision field. She denies any taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. Regarding the pain, patient has been reporting pain in the head, which is mostly frontal, varies from 5 to 7. Neck pain is reported to be 7 to 8. The left shoulder pain is reported to be 8, where she is unable to lift more than 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. No deficit is noticed down the extremity, upper extremity. In the right hand, there is patient has reported tingling of the second, third, fourth finger off and on, but the rest of the arm do not have any shooting pain. There are no radiation of pain or radiculopathy. No muscle weakness. These pains are reported to be present daily as a throbbing, aching, tender. The severity of the pain is 5 to 7. ADLs are affected 5. Modified spectrum for the pain. Pain is worsened by lying down and standing and improved by medications. Patient is able to walk reasonably well, can sit and stand okay, sleep is okay. Regarding the past investigation, patient had CT scan at the Henry Ford Hospital. Regarding past treatment, patient has had emergency room visit at Fairlawn Henry Ford, CT scan of the brain and lumbar and thoracic spine was done. Medication and patch was given, pain patch. She has not seen any doctor or any other therapy so far. And she has one visit to urgent care on Michigan Avenue. Kindly review the records for the system review. Surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history, and also the personal history and ADLs. Physical examination reveals the following. Blood pressure is 154 over 78, pulse is 66, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is as follows. Height is 5 foot and weight is 100 pounds, 63 year old. African American female of a good build, nutrition, not oriented, cognitive and conscious, sitting comfortably, well nourished, attitude and demeanor is good, dress and hygiene is okay. There is no acute anxiety or lethargy. Patient is able to walk well without using any adaptive devices, independent. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including general and neurological, psychiatric, and musculature examination. Please mention in the musculature examination that there is a spasm on the quadratus lumborum and trapezius muscle on the right side and also paravertebral muscle on the right side from L1 to L5 with a few tender trigger points noticed that are rebound and no other muscles are in spasm. Musculoskeletal examination on inspection and palpation is normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness. There is no tenderness is noticed in the spine. Muscle spasm, L1 to L5, bilaterally, more on the right side, is noticed with some tenderness and trigger points, two or three trigger points. 1 plus hypertonicity is noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is almost normal. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 40, and bilateral rotation is 70. The lumbar spine, the forward flexion is 50, extension 15, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 25, hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, distraction test is negative, Sotol test is negative, thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test are negative, lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kearney test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 45 degrees. Bilaterally, contralateral leg raise test is positive. Bilaterally, Breger test negative. Kemp test is negative. Brzezinski sign is negative. SI joint, non-tender. Bilateral SI joint have a negative fibro test, Gonsman test. And also distraction test, iliac compression and standing flexion test are negative as well. Examination of the extremities is normal. Please use the template. The left shoulder examination reveals that the pain level is around 7 to 8 and maximum active range of motion is 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion beyond which there is a pain. Patient experienced no deficit in motor and neurological. The patient has a good grip, good motor power and no muscle weakness. The inspection of the shoulder reveals normally a pain shoulder. And palpation reveals no fracture, tender point, contusion, lacerations. The examination of the special test for rotator cuff reveals a positive Hoffman Kennedy test, positive speed test, near test, and positive antigen positive apprehension test diagnosis. In general, V89.2 at 60. CNS R51, R42, F41.2. Nerves at 79.2, muscles at 60.9, ligaments at 54.0. Upper extremity left shoulder, M25.512. M75.110, M75.30, M75.50. S43.432D. Hand on the right hand pane is M79.641. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4X6A. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5X6A. Plan of care is from the template for formula aggression. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy was ordered 3 times per week, focusing on the neck and the lower back and the left shoulder. Any possible carpal tunnel syndrome with traction massage, acupuncture, laser treatment, infrared treatment. Yoga exercise have been explained to her. Patient is put on disability for work, hospital, and transportation help. Yes. How much exercise plan? Yes. Referral to psychiatry? Yes. For anxiety and panic. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI. A CT scan was available for the patient. It shows degenerative and spondylosis. Compression of the L5 nerve root and S1 nerve root with the intradural central canal stenosis. Intraocular pain procedure, none are being recommended currently. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, case worker, none. Past medical records have been reviewed from Henry Ford Hospital visit on the ER. Investigations on future visits, new investigation will be ordered. DMS, patients provided with a back brace and a tense unit. Education is yes. Follow visit in 1 month, direct contact, yes, achieved.